Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Simon Carter, and today I'm going to talk to you about the fascinating relationship between high-profile public figures and the media. Whether it's politicians running for office or entertainers launching a new project, the media plays an absolutely vital role in determining their ultimate success or failure. It is a complex dance between public figures needing exposure and the media needing content. When we look closely at political campaigning, we see a massive shift over the decades. Historically, radio was the dominant force for getting a message across. However, in the modern era, television remains the most powerful platform for politicians to reach the masses. They spend millions on advertising and debates just for a few precious seconds of prime airtime. Furthermore, politicians work incredibly hard behind the scenes with their PR teams. You would think they primarily want to project absolute authority and power. Instead, their primary goal today is to cultivate a relatable image that resonates with the average voter. They desperately want you to feel like they understand your daily struggles, which is why you see them visiting factories or local cafes. To achieve this, they participate in carefully staged press conferences and highly regulated interviews. You might think technical failures or poor lighting are their biggest fear during live broadcasts, but actually, unexpected questions from journalists are what truly make them nervous. A single unscripted moment or a momentary lapse in memory can easily derail an entire political campaign. Moving on to entertainers, their strategy is slightly different but equally calculated. While a politician primarily needs credibility, an actor or pop star requires constant visibility to ensure they don't fade into obscurity. If the public isn't talking about them, their market value drops dramatically.
In the past, stars relied almost exclusively on fan magazines and official fan clubs to communicate with their admirers. These days, however, social media is the preferred tool for interacting directly with their audience and building a loyal following. It allows them to bypass traditional journalists and control their own narrative with a simple click of a button.
Of course, this intense level of exposure comes at a remarkably high price. Celebrities often complain about losing their free time due to grueling schedules, though it is their privacy that suffers the most severe invasion by the press. Photographers and reporters will follow them relentlessly, hoping to capture them in a vulnerable or unflattering moment.
When a negative story or scandal breaks out, public relations managers step in immediately to fix the situation. Their initial response might seem like simply denying the facts to buy time, but their real strategy is effective damage control to protect the celebrity's lucrative brand. They will carefully release statements or organize exclusive interviews to minimize the negative impact on their client's career.
Interestingly, not all media attention is accidental or unwanted. Some observers might assume that controversies are always natural disasters for a career, but in reality, many are carefully orchestrated publicity stunts designed to keep the entertainer in the headlines. If a new movie or album is about to drop, a sudden, highly publicized rivalry or romance is rarely a coincidence.
We must also consider the role of different media outlets in this fast-paced ecosystem. While reputable television news channels try to maintain a degree of objectivity and focus on hard news, it is the tabloid newspapers that actively thrive on publishing rumors and celebrity gossip. They know perfectly well that sensationalism and scandal sell far better than plain, boring facts.
So, how should we as the public respond to all this information being thrown at us daily? Many sociologists suggest simply ignoring the news altogether to protect our mental health from the constant drama. However, I argue that developing critical thinking is essential for consumers to safely navigate this complex media landscape. We must learn to look behind the glossy headlines and question the true motives of both the media outlets and the public figures they cover. Thank you very much for listening.